For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
How compatible is your product and service with these platforms?
Recently, a small group of spouses gathered for a class at Fort Jackson.
You certainly can do that on an Etsy or a Pinterest, but it might take...
They were all there to learn how to start their own mobile business. Earl Gregorich is senior consultant with the Columbia Small Business Development Center. That's him teaching a session on digital marketing.
Which platforms lend themselves well to your product and service?
The brainchild for this class is Savannah Milburn, a military spouse herself. Milburn is also an economic development specialist. She's now with the South Carolina District Office of the Small Business Administration.
We are educating military spouses on building a mobile business that they can take with them from state to state or even to a different country. So no matter where they go, they would be able to continue that business in their career.
With the help of the SBA's partners like SCORE, the Veterans Business Outreach Center, and the Small Business Development Center, the class is not just at Fort Jackson, but much like military families it targets, the class travels to different stations around the state. Wilburn says it was after her family's move from Texas to South Carolina that she got the idea for the class.
I was fortunate enough to be able to transfer my job, but I thought that there would be a moment that maybe I wasn't going to be able to do that, and I was thinking about other avenues, so that's where this idea came from.
38% of military spouses are underemployed, 12% unemployed. That's according to the latest Military Family and Lifestyle Survey by Blue Star Families. It's a nonprofit that connects research and data to programs and solutions that impact military families. Of those surveyed, 77% said being a military spouse had negatively impacted their careers. One of the main causes, constantly moving. Information given in the class can help remove that barrier.
As I said, you can actually be in the global market selling all over the world, literally.
Other topics covered include business registration, taxation, business plans, social media marketing, and search engine optimization.
We get a lot of questions about registering. If they're going to be moving, do they have to do different license and permit requirements? A lot of digital marketing and website development so that they can continue to talk with their customer base even if they move. And we also have veterans that have questions about resources that may be in other states because as they're transitioning out, they know that they may move to a different state.
Wilburn says because their resources are nationwide, they can easily connect an aspiring entrepreneur with small business development partner centers and district offices in different states. So far, two sessions of the Starting a Mobile Business for Military Spouses class has taken place this fiscal year. Wilburn is looking to expand their reach.
I see continuing this program all throughout the state at the Navy bases, the Air Force bases in Charleston and Shaw and Fort Jackson as well, and just continuing to do these and offering these courses for military spouses because I do think it's important. I don't think that they know that these resources are out there for them, so I want to get that information out to them and know that they can still have a career.
She offers this advice to military spouses contemplating starting their home-based business.
I would say just know that you're not alone. You do have assistance out there. We are a federal agency, so there's no gimmicks here. We are here to help. That assistance is there for them, and it's free, and we're here to help with anything that they need.
Another resource beneficial to the military community is the SBA's Boots to Business program. It's an entrepreneurial education and training program that's also a part of the DoD's Transition Assistance Program. It's open to transitioning service members, including National Guard and Reserve, and their spouses. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.